Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back again for a Chickies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a rainy Friday, Ike. We're going to kick ass nonetheless. How you doing?
Well, Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. It is a rainy Friday. That's okay. Listen, despite what the outlook may look like out there, it's gray and it's wet.
Yes.
There are still a lot of things that you can do to get you through a rainy day. Can't wait to get through that. Jackie Baseball. Late night last night. Didn't see the ending of that thing until this morning. Tough series loss there, but I'm assuming we'll bounce back tonight with the Cardinal killer. Knowles is on the mound.
I thought you were going to go Cardinal killer Alec Bohm in the little Bohm or bounce back series.
Well, here's the thing that I'm learning I might need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bohm.
Yeah.
Stop riding him.
Wouldn't have necessarily phrased it that way.
Sure.
But yes, the sentiment still remains correct.
Go right to the point?
Yes. I think I might have to just dial it back on him. At least just hang in the weeds and let him climb his way out of this.
Just make pretend he doesn't exist for a couple
of listen,
weeks.
I haven't given up on him, but quite frankly, it's exhausting. Yes. Doing the whole back and forth with him every day.
Yeah, I get it. He makes it that way. He makes it tough. He does make it tough.
Well, when you don't produce, it's tough.
You're going to love this. I actually thought he had a pretty decent 0 for 5 last night.
Was it a productive 0 for 5?
I thought it was a productive 0 for 5. He hit the ball hard. Took a couple of first pitches.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It was a good night for Bohmer last night.
Yeah, 0 for 5, no biggie. It was a lot better night than Castellanos had. I actually went to bed because I didn't think there was any way they were playing it. I looked at the weather.
Me too.
I was like, this is ending 1-1.
Nick Castellanos, first player in MLB history to strike out. I'm actually being serious. Like in the StatCast era, they were able to break it down. First player to ever strike out on the same pitch in the same spot in 5 straight at bats. It's a real stat.
Cassie's been good.
Yeah, it's been great.
Last night was a game to forget. A game to forget.
Yes.
We have a big show as we always do. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. A slippery one, which is dangerous, will happen.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Should be creative today.
At 3:30. The belt. We find out if Ike retains the belt at 4:30.
Sure.
And for the second consecutive day, one of our most popular new segments, Ike Reese's Masters Update, will happen 30 past every hour.
Love it.
Yes. A tradition unlike any other. A new tradition on the WIP Afternoon Show. Well, we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL draft, Ike, and the Eagles sit there at 32. Uh-huh. And it seems like so many of the players we talk about that could be targeted are going to go before 32. So I ask you this. Let's say it's draft night, and the guy that they want, they don't think he's going to get past 16. So it's a significant trade to go up from 32 to 16. I'm not talking about going from 32 to 29 or 32 to 30, but there's a big trade to be made to get in the middle of the first round. Mm-hmm. Do you want to make that trade? Do you want to cost yourself a number of picks for one pick that you feel better about? Do you trade up or do you stand pat?
Well, listen, here's the thing I've always said. If there's a player that you love when you're in the back of the first round, if there's an opportunity to go up and get that guy versus sitting back and hoping that he falls to you, I'd rather go ahead and trade up. And what's good for the Eagles this year is that, and really next year, is they have so many draft picks. So they have assets to sort of move up depending on how far they're trying to move up. For me, I've locked in on defensive end and corner. I don't know if I'm moving up for a corner considering I took two last year. But to try to get a difference maker on the edge, yeah, I can certainly see that being the case. Listen, Nolan Smith had a nice second half to the season, came on, showed a lot of promise. So did Jalix Hunt come on and show a lot of promise. But I find it hard to believe that you can't find a player who's arguably the second or third best edge rusher in the draft that you would get somewhere between 15 and 20 that doesn't have a higher ceiling than Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. So if I have the assets to move up to get a guy like a James Pierce out of Tennessee, I'm good with doing that.
215-592-9494.
Michael Williams out of Georgia, I'm good with doing that.
Are you comfortable with the Eagles at 32, or would you want to see an aggressive move up? So I've actually changed on this. I thought, you know, we did a show maybe a month ago about, like, taking a big swing or sitting sort of where they are. Yeah. And I'm sort of comfortable at 32. And the reason I say that is I didn't think free agency was going to go the way that it went. I understood we were going to lose some players, mm-hmm. but I didn't really think about the number of players we were going to lose in free agency. And I'm going to play the quantity game with the draft picks now. I'm going to play the quantity over quality game.
Oh, this is so hinky. I can feel it.
It isn't. Yeah. Hinky wanted the top pick.
Yeah, but he's all about optionality.
Well, the thing is,
a lot of darts at the dartboard.
Well, that's the way I think about it is – We've done really well in the draft the last few years, mm-hmm. but the hit rate that we've had, I'm not confident we're going to keep up with that hit rate. So I'd rather have more bites at the apple. I'd rather have more picks at this point. Give me three more third round picks rather than moving up 10 spots in the first round. I'm comfortable where they are from a quantity standpoint. Sit at 32. If there's a move to be made to go up a couple spots, okay, fine. If you want to go back, you want to trade out of the first round because there's not a guy that you love there and get even more picks, I'm good. But I'm good at 32. Jack, where do you sit on this?
No, you got to go up and get a difference maker. It's been a boring offseason, and it really has been. And, you know, I don't know how the Eagles are better today than they were at the end of the season. Obviously, that happens when you lose players. That's fine. Even the CJ, GJ, we've been over all that. But I actually don't want them to go up and get an edge rusher or a defensive tackle or a cornerback, because all I hear about is how deep this draft is from a defensive end standpoint. Like, if I was to do it, I would go for an end. But, like, it's supposedly you can get a first-round edge rush guy in the second or third round. So if it's that deep of a class, I would rather go up and get a star and go up and get a difference maker. And I would go up and get Tyler Warren.
Oh, you're crazy. No, you don't need another weapon.
You do, though. And here's why. Because Dallas Goedert's gone, seemingly. He's gone. This kid is a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Fame-level tight end. And the reality for me is I don't know if they're going to be able to keep these receivers for too much longer. They are paying two receivers $25-plus million a year. They're going to have to pay Jalen Carter $40-plus million. Nolan Smith's going to get a big contract. So in getting ahead of losing one of the big weapons on offense, I'm going out, I'm trading up for a huge weapon in the passing game and an all-around star in Tyler Warren. Go up and get Tyler Warren.
With the number of spaces they have open on defense at this point,
sure,
you're putting extra assets into another offensive skill player.
Well, listen, I've been talking with my good friend Hugh Douglas, and defense really is a luxury. So, listen.
Would you, Ike, would you trade up for a tight end?
Would not be at the top of my list of things to do in this draft, but listen, if you get Tyler Warren, I don't know how you can't be happy,
Jack,
or excited about getting Tyler
Jack,
Warren.
I can't believe you want to help Jalen anymore. Even more help.
Well, he needs it. Spike, put on the tape. Just put on the tape.
No, he's a player. He's a player.
Dude, he's seventh in all of football last year in receiving.
I think he's every bit as good as Brock Bowers.
But I think he might be a better blocker than Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a receiving threat. Like I said that for years.
I got to do my YouTube scouting. I haven't done that yet.
No, listen,
he's a
player.
You're going to find a way to poo-poo Tyler Warren.
I'm honest with the scouting.
He's a player. And that would be looked at as more of a thing of luxury to do, considering the firepower that you have on offense.
Absolutely.
But I'm just saying, the player, though, I mean, man, it's almost like when we wanted to add Bijan to the offense after 2022.
Was Saquon Barkley a luxury last year, or did they need him?
Well, it turned out that they needed him.
Okay, right.
But I understand what you're saying.
The signing at the time was, that's a luxury.
Yeah.
Didn't end up being a luxury. Go get Tyler Warren.
I don't know about that. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to stay
at
32?
Penn State guys. More Penn State guys.
Yeah.
I don't even like Penn State.
Stay at 32 or make an aggressive trade, even like Jack said, to get up into the – I mean, you're going to need 14-15 for Tyler Warren.
Yeah. Get difference makers, Spike. That's what we're in the business of.
Yeah.
We were in the business winning Super Bowl with the number one defense. We let half the defense go. I need some defensive players.
I'm locked in on Williams and Pierce.
Yeah, you can take your little – that sounds like a clothing brand
Yeah, that's where I'm locked in.
215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It is rainy, as Ike mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thinking of like a rainy Saturday, right? Give us a rainy Saturday movie, a rainy day movie. Jack, a rainy day movie is sort of like the one that pops up on cable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've probably seen before.
The old stick and click, as they used to say back.
Stick and click.
Yeah. They used to say back in the day. It's not around anymore, I don't think. I mean,
yeah, I do it.
Really?
Yeah, I still flip around on cable.
Okay.
That's why I like cable.
So I'm going to go with The Day After Tomorrow. The Day After Tomorrow is an underrated flick. Came out in 2004. Dennis Quaid, great in it. Jake Gyllenhaal, great in it.
Yep.
Dennis Quaid isn't great in anything.
Is that the one where they run away from the water at the very end of the movie?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of the beginning of the movie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All through New York City.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Love Day After Tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Ike, you got... You got
as a rainy day movie, really.
Well, it rains in it.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, that doesn't make it a rainy day movie.
I guess here's the funny thing about a rainy day movie. What type of mood are you in? You want like a horror flick?
Are you trying to start something?
Well, yeah, you're trying to start something. Because, listen, is it a rainy day movie with your significant other? Are you by yourself just watching TV?
Leave me alone.
You know
leave me alone with the TV.
With the
way I'm
thinking. Couch,
yeah,
the dog. Okay.
You can lay in the other room with the iPad.
Okay, Spike.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Jack went with like a world disaster movie.
Yep.
As a rainy day movie. I'm going to go with more of a romantic movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Get a little snuggling, cuddling going on.
All right. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Love Jones.
Ah, is that?
Have you ever seen Love Jones?
Man.
Yeah, neither one of you have seen Love Jones.
No. So Love Jones is what, 93? Something
it's
like 90 that?
Something.
97.
Yeah. Okay,
yes,
there
97,
you go.
97, yeah. Nia Long.
Yep.
Lorenz Tate.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You know, listen, I've been crushing on Nia Long for a long time. She's been a lot of different movies she's been
so
in.
So is that a cuddle movie or is that like by himself movie?
No, it's a cuddle movie.
Okay, all right.
That was actually me and Renee. That was one of our college movies.
Love Jones was?
We went to see it together in college and everything else. So,
the guy's got a great stash, Ike.
He does. That was back during the stash. It was okay with Lorenz Tate.
Yep.
Yep. Nia Long, who was married to?
Nia Long was married to
Ime Udoka.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Now, they weren't married. I think they were like, dating for a
they
long
were dating
time?
For a really long time.
That's a good point. They just have a kid together, right?
Yep. Yeah. All right. And so mine is.
Yours,
so
right.
I'm going comedy and a movie that I believe is on every weekend. On some channel, it's on every weekend, and I always stop on it. That is Step Brothers.
Oh, I love Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is a good one.
The craziest thing about Step Brothers is every time I watch it, there's a scene that I didn't remember was in it.
Right.
Every time, so it's like it's new every time. And it's hilarious to me every time. It's great performances from everyone.
Yeah.
So my rainy day movie is Step Brothers.
There is something funny in that movie you find new every single time.
Every time.
I probably haven't seen Step Brothers 20 times.
At least 20 times. Yeah. And if I'm just talking about parts of it, I've probably seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. You want the Eagles to stay at 32, quantity over quality, or jump up into the teens, get one of those better players. Ike is looking at a corner or an edge, whereas Jack wants to do it for a tight end, for Christ's sake. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Mike in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say, fellas?
Hey, oh, Mikey Two-Six.
He's back.
Yep.
Hey, forget about it. Go get me the Galama.
What?
Come on, man. It's Italian.
Yeah.
Well,
hey.
I figured that part.
Really? Yeah, no, you watch the mob movies?
Hey.
Yeah,
I'll go with the gravy to dip in.
There you go. Got a mod.
All right. Well, fellas, this is my prediction for the Eagles. Remember, Mike said this, okay? We're going to give up 6 picks and jump from 32 to 3. And we're going to get Jason Graham from Michigan to replace Brandon Graham from Michigan and have the most monster line and repeat as Super Bowl champion.
They are not trading 6 picks to get
them. I thought you were going to say Abdul Carter.
Do you know what? I don't even know what they would have to trade in terms of first to go from 32 to 3.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest move in NFL history.
Yeah, you actually might need to give up your next 5 first-round picks to do it. That's crazy, Mike.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes crazy wins, but fellas, remember I said it.
Hey, well, what do you know? What do you say?
Well, first of all, the Giants are at 3.
Yeah. This is all Giglio's fault.
I definitely don't think the Giants are interested in making the Eagles any better than they already have.
And you have, by the way, you have two guys in there who need to get better this year. So they're going to, like, in New York.
Right.
So Daboll and Shane are going
to
get rid of their first round
32.
Pick. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like I said earlier, they're going to get paying Carter later on and stuff. We need younger guys because some people are not going to be able to keep. And a guy like Jason Graham could be that guy, man. Think about it.
Yeah.
They're not going from 32 to 3.
It's like impossible.
You guys don't think that's it? Is there any possibility?
There's no possibility this happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because also the other thing, and I don't know if they have first from anybody else, is the Giants would have to assume the Eagles are going to be good for at least the next few years.
Of course
Which means their pick is going to be 25 to 32 over the next few years, which makes the value of the picks even lower. I think
Come on, Mike, lock in.
Accepted we're better than them, and like you know what they gave away.
Yeah.
Continue to help us, huh?
Yeah.
Took the L when they gave away Barkley. They gave up. They're that wounded dog in the corner getting kicked, bro.
Yeah, I think if we had the 10th pick to get to 3, you could probably make a case that pick and another couple of firsts could get you from 10 to 3. But from 32 to 3, remember that's one pick away from it being a second round pick. You know, so
what do you guys think is going to pop off, though? Do you think they're going to stay? I think they're going to be aggressive and at least move up, though. I do think they're going to do that.
You need a trading partner.
Yeah.
They haven't done nothing in the offseason, bro. They got to pop off with something. They're saving it for the draft.
I keep saying they got to do something, and I think it's possible this offseason there's not going to be any big moves. I think it's possible. I think it's possible. Maybe we've talked about Justin Simmons. If you consider that a big move, sign him to a one-year, $8 million deal or something.
That's not a big move.
But I don't think there's a – I don't think there's a big move. Hey, Mike, what do you know? What do you say? Why don't you give us a rainy day movie?
Oh, Rambo. They drew first blood, fellas. Have a good night.
Oh, there you go. Ooh. Rambo.
I thought he was going to say,
First Blood.
The Godfather.
Which one?
Does
he want First Blood or
Rambo? Because Rambo is First Blood Part 2,
yes.
Right? And that movie was on HBO back in the day all the time. You never see Rambo on cable anymore,
I don't think, right?
I mean, I don't see that anymore when I'm flipping around. I don't think so.
The whole trade the whole draft and move up is all Giglio's fault. He did that today. He did the whole trade the entire draft to go up and get Abdul Carter. So.
Oh, was that the whole thing? He took Elliott's idea? Wasn't that Elliott's idea?
Well, Elliott hypothesized, would you do it? And Giglio took it and ran with it.
And Giglio said, yes, trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
A team that has 5 empty spots, basically, on defense.
Yeah.
We're going to trade the entire draft.
That's your boy.
Well, it's a good take. What do people say?
Hell no. Okay. You probably got the small portion agreed.
Well, first off, why would you, like, to play it out, right?
Yeah.
If you're the Giants, why would you care about having a fourth, fifth, like, fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks? I mean, you know, the whole idea of trading the whole draft just sounds good in theory. It's multiple first round picks.
Let me tell you, if Joe Shane trades that pick and Mara doesn't fire him, not after the draft, I mean, almost immediately after he trades the pick, he should be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what else should happen.
It would actually be pretty bold of him to not take somebody with a third round pick.
Are you kidding me?
And go back to John Mara and go, well, but we got two thirds.
Right. You're not going to take Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, none of these guys.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to move up from 32, be aggressive, or stick at 32, keep all their picks? Big Lou in Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Big Lou?
Hold on, Big Lou.
Mike, what's happening, B?
What's up?
You didn't make it to Augusta.
Your son sold you out, too?
I'm in Georgia right now.
Okay. Your tickets.
I'm here, brother.
Yeah.
So I need to set the record straight. First off, we definitely move up in the draft, no doubt.
Obviously.
I don't know. You're not going to get I don't know if you get Tyler. He's a special guy, but I don't think you spend a pick on that.
On Tyler Warren?
Yeah. I don't think you spend that pick. I mean, great player. I think he's going to be a special player. I agree with Jack to that extent. But you don't sell the farm for him. The other thing is the movie. I'm watching the Bourne trilogy for sure.
Ah, Bourne.
Bourne is a good rainy day
movie.
Love
the Bourne trilogy.
Yeah, I've never seen the third one. Only seen the first two.
Well, it's actually four of them.
Well, then it's not a trilogy.
Well, but Johnny Damon is in three of them.
Oh, yeah. Renner in four? Is that
yes.
Okay.
Renner in four.
I like Renner.
I don't count that one.
I'm a Renner's man.
Yeah, but he's not really Jason Bourne.
Okay.
Right.
They tried to do the James Bond thing where they could just make anybody Jason Bourne.
Yeah, we ain't buying that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing is that I just want to say something about Zach Wheeler. That guy, he is really special. I mean, he just knows how to pitch.
Big Lou, what are we talking about Zach Wheeler for?
Special.
I just got to throw that into
just
the
middle. Just got to respect. Okay. Yeah, out of respect. Why got to hate Spike?
Well, no, he pitched three days ago.
And got shelled.
Yeah. he's a great pitcher.
I'm
we're lucky to have
just
him, for sure.
He's a pitcher's pitcher. Let's just jump back. Sorry to jump all over the place.
It's all right. It's all right, people. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to correct something that Lou from Nebraska. I'm throwing him under the bus. I know I shouldn't do this, but I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Fathers around here have a history of throwing their sons under the bus. So why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. He likes to feel as though he's in control. He's really not. I give him a little bit of control, but he's really not in control. If you want the answers, you want the feedback on Augusta National, call me.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
You could get us to Augusta National where Louie could not.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something I haven't told anybody, but I guess...
We're only on the radio.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
This is my 13th visit to Augusta.
Oh, my God.
Wow, 13 times.
Oh, my God. But then what the hell is Louie talking about? You're the real secret. Big Lou's the...
You're the plug.
Yeah.
I know. I kind of blew his cover, but I had to do it.
All right.
But I do give him some leeway, so he does have, you know.
No, he's trying to use you to try to be cool with us. That's the issue.
I've seen it before.
Well, he does have some some vested interest, so that's why I let him. You know, I give him some rain.
You got a rainy day movie, Big Lou?
Yeah, it was Bourne.
Oh, it was the Bourne trilogy. That's right. You did it first. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You stole the best show on the radio.
Oh, thank you,
Big Lou.
Thank you, Big Lou. Wow, how about that? Louie from Nebraska, total fraud. He's not the one that can get the tickets. It's Big Lou. Big Lou's been to the Masters 13 times.
Yeah.
You guys are asking Louie from Nebraska. Yeah.
And we're trying to go one time. Come on.
Yeah.
Put your tickets aside one time.
Wow, you're asking him to give them up for you guys?
Yeah. How many more times do you got to go?
Speaking of the Masters, coming up next, the newest sensation on the WIP Afternoon Show, which is the Ike Reese Masters update. We'll also take your calls on the NFL draft. Eagles, you want them to move up from 32, big swing, get into the teens, or keep all the picks, quantity over quality, 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will be at Chickies every Friday until football season. So if you're, once summer comes, heading down the shore, maybe stop here before, maybe miss some of the early traffic.
Yes.
Head down midday. 215-592-9494. Talking about the Eagles and the NFL draft, whether you want them to stick there at 32, make an aggressive move to move up. Now, before we get to the Twitter poll, we do have a new segment on the WIP Afternoon Show that people are begging for. It sort of leans into a specialty of one of our hosts.
Two of our hosts.
Well, but you're the real golf guy. All right, let's do it.
All righty. Day two.
Yes.
At Augusta.
Yes.
Day two at Augusta. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we went to sleep last night. Justin Rose had a comfortable three-stroke lead on the field, sitting at -7. He has finished up his round as he was out early. Only one under on the day for Justin Rose. He finishes the day still at the top of the leaderboard.
Wow.
Only at -8. But there are some big names nipping at his heels right now. Bryson DeChambeau having a big day. 4 under for Bryson DeChambeau. He's in second place at 7 under. Look at some of these other names on the leaderboard. Victor Hovland.
Please lower your voice.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I got excited again. Shane Lowry. World's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, Scheffler's
sitting
making
at
a run.
1 under on the day. He's in the top five. Ludvig Åberg, one of Jack's favorites.
The speed.
Sitting at even par today. -4 under, but I tell you, yesterday, a guy who I picked to win this thing, win his first major, #2 golfer in the world, Rory McIlroy. Boy, did he have a rough hole in #15 yesterday.
Take it down a notch.
Sitting at 4 under.
Wow.
With 3 holes to go, he hit the ball in the water on the 15th hole, went on to double bogey that hole. Double bogeyed another hole, finished at even 7 strokes behind with a terrible finish yesterday. But Rory McIlroy is locked in. He is soaring today. Sitting right now with one of the highest rounds of the day, 6 under.
Lowest.
Wow.
That's what I meant. Lowest rounds of the day. Thank you. In third place.
Wow.
Rory McIlroy.
He's roared back.
Hey. Two strokes off the lead.
Hey, Spike, why don't you take your attitude
at
and
Augusta.
Shove it? All right?
I love
you
it.
Shove your little attitude.
We are shaping up for a big weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
And tomorrow's moving day, Spike.
That's right.
So
at Augusta.
Yeah.
All right. Are we
the azaleas?
Okay.
Yes.
So
amen,
you guys into golf way more than I am.
Yes.
Right? And I was thinking about golf today. I make fun of it or whatever.
Yeah.
I realize that golf isn't a sport, and that's why I don't like it as much.
Oh, it's a great sport.
No, it's a game. So golf is like bowling. And here's the, this was
I remember someone in that chair used to make the bowling comp.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had this
here
discussion.
Here we go.
Before.
Well,
here's the thing about golf is that I can't think of a sport in which speed never comes into play.
How about how hard you hit the golf ball?
No, that's not speed. That's power. Think of football, soccer, hockey, basketball, baseball, like every swimming, every sport, speed comes into play. Not golf. That's why it's a game. It's like chess or bowling or checkers or it's I can understand why
What's
you guys
next?
Are
Connect Four?
Yeah, I can understand why you guys are amused by it, but if
Now, we're not amused by it. We're challenged by it.
Maybe. And there are challenging games. Video games are challenging. They're not sports.
Well, they challenge your mind.
Yep, sure.
It doesn't challenge you physically.
So does reading. You know, it doesn't make it a sport.
Challenges your mind.
Yeah, it's just not a sport.
Challenges you physically. That's what golf does.
Not as much physically.
That's what golf does. See,
but it does.
That's what we're wrong at.
Oh, you got to walk?
No, you idiot.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
I would even, throw in the walking aspect of it. It's the reason why they don't allow you to ride golf carts on tour, because it's an advantage. Because walking is about endurance.
Yeah. Old ladies walk in the mall in the morning.
Yeah, but they're not swinging a golf club, and that's the difference. And that's why the sport requires you.
I can't get out of his master's voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, because when you're talking about golf, that's how you're supposed to talk
about
it.
You got to lower it a little bit. And have some class, which is something you don't have.
Yes.
There are plenty of things that have class not that only, are not sports.
Not only is there a technical side to this thing, being able to swing a golf club and hit balls accurately and shape shots and every shot isn't the same.
Uh-huh.
You know, to a non-golfer, it's hard to explain to you the difficulties of playing this game because I, true, was ignorant about this once upon a time as a guy who ran and jumped and do all those other things.
Sports things.
And thought I was this superior athlete. Well, A, try walking one day of 18 holes out there on a golf course, let alone 4 days of a golf course and having to, for lack of a better term to put it, sing for your supper.
John Daly was out there doing it as a big fat guy.
You know what I mean by sing for your supper? You don't get paid unless you play well.
Again.
There's a different type of mental toughness you need to be good at playing golf, and there's an endurance part of it that Tiger introduced to the golf world. You needed to be in shape. That's why golfers don't look like they looked 30 and 40 years ago. A lot of them look more in shape.
NASCAR is more of a sport than golf is. Formula One is more of a sport than golf is. I would actually say that horse racing is more
NASCAR,
of a sport than golf is.
The car does the work. There's nothing about...
You have to be strong. You need endurance.
You know, why do you have to be strong?
Well, because it's not like there's power steering.
I've seen these drivers. Like, drivers are smaller than you, and you don't exude strength by any stretch of the
imagination. 250 push-ups a day.
250 push-ups a day, brother.
I'm just saying. I've seen these drivers.
I'm just saying...
As a matter of fact, they had a female driver out there.
I understand... What's female golfers?
Why, no, I'm talking about strength that you said you need to drive a car.
I'm just saying, golf, I agree with everything you said about golf.
That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with everything you said about golf. It does take mental toughness. It takes skill. It's all
endurance.
Those things. Endurance. It's still not a sport. I can't think of a sport where speed never matters. And speed never matters in golf. Not one time, not ever.
Well, the speed of the swing does matter.
Speed of the swing.
Well, that's not
really
speed.
How far you hit the ball.
Yeah. It does matter.
It does.
How far you hit the ball is not speed.
But the swing speed.
It
takes a lot of strength. I'm just telling you, it takes a lot of strength to do it. It's hard to hit a golf ball 300 yards, is it not?
Well, it's hard to lift up a boulder. That's not a sport.
Well,
in
something it is.
This is competition. That's what makes it a sport.
Mm. I would take figure skating as a sport over
golf. Great sport.
Yeah. 215.
Hard to be on ice skates.
That was your big case, the speed thing.
Yeah.
It's huge. Name one other sport. Name one other sport where speed is never a factor.
Wrestling's not a sport.
Speed, of course, is something in wrestling. If somebody's faster than the other guy.
What does fast have to do with being a wrestler?
Being quick is absolutely.
You have to be quick to hit a golf ball.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. To be good at it, yes, you do.
You don't have to be quick.
Holy cow.
I can see it.
Dude, you're inside the show. Spike called me at 11 this morning. We're talking on our morning thing. And he's like, I was on my walk this morning. It's a eureka moment as to how I'm going to stump you guys as to why golf's not a sport.
And speed is. No, point A to point B, it is not. Speed is never
diving.
An issue.
Is diving a sport?
No, I think diving is a game. Diving is a competition. It's not a sport.
You can said have different speed sports. As it pertains to running.
Yeah, speed from point A to point B.
Yeah, there is no speed involved in wrestling.
Sure there is. More than golf.
What speed? Doing a twist?
Wait, have you ever wrestled?
Yes. I'm 2-0.
I would give you boxing. But see,
boxing speed matters.
No. You would tell me hand speed.
And foot speed.
No. It's still a foot speed. Where are you running to? That's quickness.
It's not running.
That's not speed. That's quickness.
Okay, well, quickness doesn't matter in golf either.
Does quickness
matter and speed matter when it comes to swinging a bat?
Yes, but that's not what. But that's not what I would say. Where speed matters in baseball, matters in baseball. Running from home to first,
speed does not matter with the bat.
It does, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I know that's not what you're talking about. We're talking about speed, and I'm trying to equate
foot speed never matters in
baseball and hitting a baseball.
Okay, foot
requires
speed
requires quick hands.
Foot speed
swinging.
Foot speed then.
That's running.
Yes, but it's in every other sport.
Not boxing.
Sure it is. Your foot speed matters in boxing.
It's not running in boxing.
But your point A to point B, your foot speed absolutely matters in boxing. Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
You've been in two fights in your life.
Andy Bull knocked you out of one punch.
I've watched plenty of boxing in my life.
And none of it has to do with running.
It has to do with foot speed, though.
Well, hold on.
That's quickness.
Hold on what?
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, the speed thing, if you want to argue the speed thing, that could be your definition of a sport.
But I'm just saying it's the one thing
that is in every
sport but golf. But
you don't think it takes incredible mental toughness to do what those guys do?
Sure it does. It also takes incredible mental toughness to play chess.
Sure.
But not,
and that's not a sport.
It's a bit of a mental sweat. These guys are out
no, no,
there.
No. But that's Jack.
But that's just one aspect of golf, the mental toughness. What you're doing is ignoring the physical aspect of what it takes to play golf.
And you also are discrediting the amount of athleticism it takes to repeat the same swing over and over again when your muscles are deteriorating throughout a round.
Again, part of a skill, but not a sport. Let me ask you this. Is video games a sport?
No.
Okay, doesn't video games require the same...
One aspect of it. It doesn't require you to walk 4 days, 18 holes,
walking
swinging a
four
golf
days.
Club.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a challenge.
Well, here's the difference. When you're on your little walk around the neighborhood, right, that's flat ground.
Hold on.
That's flat ground. Walking 18 holes on a golf course up and down hills and swinging accurate with a golf ball, placing it, to a point where you can actually earn money to put food on your table, that may be one of the hardest things to do out of any of these sports.
And it still does not involve speed at all.
But that's what you're focusing on to qualify this sport. We don't, and guess what? You're in the minority.
Well, that's fine.
Well, okay.
Well, sometimes a minority's right.
No, you're wrong. Because
Sometimes a minority's right.
Sometimes. But when you have the majority of people who have played the sport and experienced it telling you that's what it is,
then
that means you're just stuck on a point and you don't want to move off of it. It doesn't make you right.
You're making it personal.
It doesn't make you right.
Well, it doesn't make it right. Also, being in the minority doesn't make me wrong.
On this, it does.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it has nothing to do with me being in the minority
of course
the
it
opinion.
Doesn't. Of course it doesn't.
There's a lot of
I'm
people.
I'm just pointing out to you that you're in the minority is...
I know.
Okay.
Well, I know I'm in the minority.
That's all.
Well,
right.
I'm in the minority of... I don't know if you asked everybody. If you asked people that care about golf, then for sure I'd be in the minority. If you asked everybody,
well,
I don't know how much I'd be in the minority.
Well, if I asked most people who have picked up a golf club and played...
Well, right.
Right.
But if you ask most people who would... Do you think NASCAR is a sport?
Yes. It's a sport. If you're asking me, do I think does it involve athleticism, I would tell you no.
What? And you've never driven NASCAR.
Do you think golf takes athleticism?
I know, but I can...
But so you can make a judgment about NASCAR without having driven NASCAR.
No, I can say driving NASCAR doesn't involve athleticism, but still say it's a sport. That's the difference. You're saying golf's not a sport.
And you, but right,
I'm not telling you NASCAR is not a sport because it doesn't involve athleticism.
Well, but you're telling me that my opinion on golf about whether how much athleticism is met is invalid because I haven't played golf.
No,
but
Steve,
you can have an opinion on NASCAR having never driven a car.
No, quit trying to change the argument. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm doing is trying to point out why what you're using as your sticking point is invalid as it pertains to golf.
And that is fine.
So
I just don't agree.
I'm giving you different sports where it doesn't apply.
Sure.
I'm not telling you that NASCAR isn't a sport. I'm saying it doesn't involve athleticism.
Do you think
you can say golf doesn't involve running, but it's still a sport? You're saying golf isn't a sport because it doesn't involve
speed.
Running.
Because it doesn't involve speed.
Running.
Foot speed.
Running.
Foot speed. Well, because I'm saying boxing does involve foot speed.
Guess what? NASCAR doesn't involve foot speed.
You're right.
But it's still a sport.
Yeah.
Do you think it takes athleticism to play golf?
It takes a certain amount of athleticism, sure. But I saw John Daly was a big, fat drunk, and he won at golf.
One guy.
Yeah.
He's a freak. I mean, he's a freak. He could hit the ball a million, yards.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But to be good at it and have sustained success at it, what those golfers realized is that they needed to take their health a little bit more serious. They needed to take being in shape a little more serious. And that's why most of the golfers now have some sort of workout regimen that Tiger sort of brought to the sport, because that's what it requires to be good and have sustained success at this sport nowadays. You could do that 40 and 50 years ago because it was an older person sport that didn't require you to be really in shape and have endurance and athleticism. You look at these golfers now, it's completely different. These golfers are completely different now.
Can I tell you about something else that involves endurance?
Yeah.
And speed, sometimes.
Man. Listen, slow down on the speed.
This is a sport.
Slow down.
Well, it depends.
More of a sport, this or golf?
What, you mean loving?
Yeah.
Well, this is a sport.
Well, loving's a sport.
This is more
loving's
than
a
golf.
Sport.
Sounds like a Twitter question.
Yes.
I'll tell you what you're not going to get. Well, with this, you could get 4 days straight.
Yeah, well, with Blue Chew, you could.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because you need that. Look, every once in a while, you need a little pep. And I can't tell you that Blue Chew is going to help you with your golf swing, because I don't think it will. But it might help you with your stroke otherwise.
How about that?
Hey, yo!
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Come
good
on.
Work. Good work.
Run it all together. Look, courtesy, you want to be at your best in the bedroom. And the thing I would say about Blue Chew, you know what it does, right? Because it's got the same active ingredients as Levitra and Staxin and Viagra and Cialis. You know what it does. Mm-hmm. But the thing is what it's going to do to you mentally. Is that it's going to make you more confident. And confidence is everything, right? Because in sports, when you lose your confidence, you can't perform physically. This is going to help you with your confidence as well.
It's true.
And it's going to make her love you for it. Because you know what ladies love? Confidence.
Yes.
I was going to say Cool James, but yeah.
Yes.
Confidence too.
Yeah, they do love confidence. So we got together, the WIP Afternoon Show, and we thought Blue Chew was so important for you to try that we would pay for your first month. So we've got it.
People helping people.
Your first month is going to be us. Just go to BlueChew.com. Use promo code 94. First month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping. It is a chewable. That's why it's called Blue Chew. So you don't have to worry about a glass of water or whatever to get it down. At a moment's notice, you can pop one in there, pop one of those babies in there. It's all online. So no doctor's visits, no visits to the pharmacy, zero zilch. It's all made in the USA, so it's cheaper.
Why?
No tariffs.
No tariffs.
No
come
tariffs.
On, come on now.
It's going to come. It's going to arrive right
there
into your mailbox.
There you go.
Wow.
In a discreet and
hard
package.
Hard.
So just go to BlueChew.com. Use that code 94, and you can get your first month for free. You're only going to pay for the shipping, and then you will.
Chew it and do it.
Oh,
man.
Buzz, how many times?
That's on me.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. I'll take it.
I wasn't even close. I did not think about it one bit.
Okay. Buzz, I've been there. Yeah. I've been there. Sometimes you got to eat it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hold on.
What?
No, never mind.
No.
Sometimes, again, you
got to No. Corey and Columbus, you're a WIP.
Hey, man, sometimes it's okay just to say, hey, I'm wrong.
I know.
Yeah, but not about the – don't turn this into a Jalen thing. All right. Yeah. I could see that. Oh, there's this opportunity to shoehorn in Jalen.
I'm talking about you. You over here. Hey, I want you to – you only got to play 18. Go play 9 holes and then go play a video game for the amount of time you play 9 holes and then go play chess for the amount of time you play 9 and tell me which one your body feel worse after.
Well, yes, let me ask you this, Corey. Is working in construction a sport?
No.
Okay, so but if you did it for 6 hours, it certainly takes physical ability, right?
Know.
I would never say it's not a sport.
Well, I would tell you yes.
But there's no competition in construction.
I don't know how he feels to get home. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know that. I'm just telling you, I play all three of those things you talked about. And I feel tired after golf. Like, it's taxing on your body. Like, it's mental. It's all that. That's what it takes to play sports. Also, shout out, we were talking about ladies' men a couple of days ago. I forgot. Did anybody mention Tiger Woods?
Oh, that would be a good.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, ladies, man.
Yep.
Not the smoothest guy in the world.
No, hell no.
He just uses the fame. Or
yeah,
whatever.
He's Tiger.
He'll take it whatever he can get.
Yeah.
Hey, go watch that Tiger documentary and tell me that man wasn't no ladies' man. I mean, ladies' man. Go watch that.
But he was certainly a sticksman.
let's go get on this. That boy was knocking him down. I ain't talking about the golf ball.
There you go.
Hey, but let's get on the draft. I don't know what it is. Jack, he loves tight ends. Last year, he brought Bowers. This year, Tyler Moore, he loves tight ends.
That would have been a great pick last year. Brock Bowers, a Hall of Famer.
It would have, you know, but it wouldn't be better than Q, dog. You know what I'm saying? Q, you know.
I agree.
He wouldn't win the Super Bowl, you know. But it's like, the thing with the Eagles is that we don't feature the tight end. Ever since Zach Ertz and Doug left, like we don't really, like, feature the tight end in the offense. Like, so it's like, would I love to get Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland, Mason Taylor? Sure, I would love any of them on the team, you know.
But Corey, like, can I ask you this, though? I agree with you. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just had a thought. There were so many, especially in the second half of the year, and he actually did have a big play against New Orleans. I feel like, and Five used to bring this up almost all year about them using the tight end.
I like that you just casually called him Five. By the way. Well, like, you guys are good friends.
Well, we went to college together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
he's been in my apartment.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like they almost discovered something in the second half of the year with Goddard after he got – maybe not the second half, but like the tail end.
We also ran over the guy in the Packers game.
He ran, and it was – and this isn't a shot at Jalen, but it seemed like
– You can say whatever.
Well, okay. When Pickett went in there, Pickett seemed to, like, look that way more. And I wonder if they could have used Goddard more, and if that's something moving ahead, that if they got a guy in there, if they would be, especially the way the tight ends are now, they're essentially
I just feel like every quarterback has, like, their comfortability of what they like to do. Like, if you go back and look at Jalen's time at Oklahoma, Alabama, like, he always been an outside and number thrower. Like, he never really featured a tight end. They had O.J. Howard when he played. Remember how O.J. Howard was talking about the great tight end? He was a first-round pick. He played at Bama with Jalen. But he wasn't, like, featured in the offense because he was always more of an outside-the-numbers thrower. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure Jalen played with Mark Andrews, or was that before him? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he never really been that type of thrower to the tight end. Now, like, I'm not saying we should,
funny.
Like, just
Kyle Kattara was with him at Oklahoma.
He was.
It was Kyle Kattara and Mark Andrews.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like you don't really – he never really been that type of guy. I don't know why could he implement it in his game. Of course. I mean, you got a weapon like Goddard. Tyler Warren, you got to get that guy the ball. So, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm on the defensive side of the ball. I feel like I would love if the Eagles could get a safety, Malachi Starks. I'm also a huge Walter Nolan guy. I'm also a huge, you know, Tyleek Williams guy from Ohio State. The guy that called earlier talking about, first of all, his name is Mason Graham. This dude said, man, Jason. Like,
yeah,
we just let it go. Yeah, we let it go.
You got to put the name right, bro.
The Starks thing, you're okay with a big trade to trade up to the middle of the first round for a safety?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Malachi Starks might be there in the 20, like, you know what I'm saying, 22 to 30. range. Okay. Like, I'm okay. I'm not moving up to no 15 and giving up all them picks or no first round. Now, like, if we could get T.J. Watt, y'all talking about yesterday or somebody like Trevon Walker, Elliot was talking about, yeah, I'm giving up whatever I got to get that player. But, you know, I'm only doing that if I know I'm going to get a game changer like Jalen Carter, you know, Cooper DeJean, somebody like that. And if there's somebody like that in the draft, I'm going to get them, you know. We trying to stack chips here. You know, this ain't trust the process. This is win the championship.
Well, the Eagles aren't trying to win a chip next year.
Hey, man, that's your opinion, you know. And we all entitled to it. You know what I'm saying?
Completely. We just learned that on the golf segment.
Y'all building a little monster in my little throat. Okay, Andrew, he started.
Well, let's not use monster and okay, Andrew.
Yeah, and if in all fairness, all your coaching, I coached him in one call and got him where I needed him.
Well, hold on, it takes a village. Would you stop picking on Corey? Shut up! Not you, Corey. Spike.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
My name should be first. Second. Sorry, Alex. I'm just kidding.
You taking shots. Okay, you don't know what I've been doing. I just been telling him, hey, listen, somebody.
Are you giving him the players, Corey? Are you giving the players and the scouting reports?
Nah, that's all him.
All right. I'm trying to break open the case. Yeah. Break open the case,
Corey.
But I told him, listen, if somebody say something about you, you better not let it slide.
Yeah. But only with me. The only people that hold me accountable. Or like okay, Andrew's a very nice guy. Rod Lake, a very nice guy. They only get mad at me because we're all the same people. I'm not confrontational.
Yep. So all I'm saying is, somebody say something about you, you don't let it slide. You know, talk about the players, talk about it. But if they mention your name, you better speak on it. That's how you got to do. I love everybody, but if you speak on me negatively, best believe I'm going to the basement on your ass.
Wow. You got a
Yo, I know about this. I'm going to a delegation, baby, on a rainy day. Everybody, anytime you watch the movie Baby Boy on BET, you gonna laugh every time. Then Rain, Tyrese.
I don't know Baby Boy.
Oh, you ain't seen Baby Boy?
Taraji P. Now listen.
Yes, sir.
Be along. That's a Taraji P. Now, hey,
ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with Taraji. Nothing wrong with Taraji. Nothing.
All right, Corey.
Yes.
A little first hour, a little hitting third, Corey. I don't mind hitting third, Corey.
Yeah. Did he do that on purpose?
I think he might. I think sometimes Corey.
He wants to get a feel for what's going on.
Wants to get a feel. Maybe he doesn't love the first topic right away.
Right.
Maybe wants to. You know, he's like Bryce. It'd be better if Bryce hit leadoff.
Some pitches.
Yeah, wants to see some pitches. 215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should trade up aggressively or stay where they are, keep all their picks? Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. We'll talk to him about it. We'll talk to you as well. 215-592-9494.
Are you going to get his opinion on if golf's a sport?
Yes, but he'll say yes.
I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah, who knows?
He will find a way to be infuriating.
Yes.
If you ask him
about it. We also will take your calls on that if you'd like, though probably want to let sleeping dogs lie on that one. But if you want to do it, go ahead. And next question, because it's rainy outside, give us your rainy day movie. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.